afternoon. Here we are looking back through the files of the Bunyip for Wednesday the 25th of March 2026. My name is Kay and I'm one of your readers along with Jeanette. Hello Jeanette.
Hi Kay.
And we are very grateful to be in the Gawler Cultural Heritage Centre underneath the Gawler Civic Centre, part of quite a magnificent building complex. So
yes,
we're very grateful to be able to use the room. We have Julie in the background who is very, very quiet. I'll kick off with 150 years ago, earthquake. Our Lindock correspondent states three shocks of an earthquake occurred there this week. One on Monday morning about 1 o'clock, and on Wednesday night about 7:30, a slight rumble like thunder was heard with a very slight vibration. But at 25 minutes to 11, there was a rather sharp shock which made the floors and dishes rattle.
Wow. So I'll move on to 100 years ago, wireless in your car. A unique demonstration showing the progress to which wireless had been pursued was given by, now it says Hilbert's Garage, but that's a transcription error, it should be Gilbert's Garage, in Murray Street, Gawler, on Friday afternoon last. The garage has long been associated with wireless, a loudspeaker entertaining patrons as they wait for attention. But Mr. A.E. Gilbert went a step further last week, installing a set with a loudspeaker that collected the sound waves as the car transferred the street. Now, Gilbert's was up. That's now where Coles is.
Oh, okay.
And yesterday, Les and Jill processed a photo of Gilbert's garage.
Oh, my goodness.
With a row of Model T Fords in front of it.
Oh, my goodness.
That was around the same time as the story. So they were very interested to see the story there about Gilbert's garage, not Gilbert's garage. So I'll pass over to you.
And I'll do 50 years ago. Control of riders is called for. Unless something is done to control the riding of horses in the Gawler Township, someone is going to get killed, Councillor J.R. Ashcroft warned at last week's meeting of Gawler Town Council. Councillor Ashcroft's warning was made after the town clerk, Mr. A.R. Warhurst, had reported that two people had verbally complained to him about horses being ridden on footpaths in Lindock Road, Gawler East and High Street, Williston. Can't imagine that happening now.
No, I
but
can't
50
either.
Years ago, I mean, I was riding horses around the suburbs of Tea Tree Gully. Yeah. Yes. Well, not, well, a bit more than 50 years actually, but, you know, they're no longer in the streets.
No, no, that's nice to see horses in the streets, actually.
Well, yes.
But probably not the safest for the horses.
Not safe anymore because no. The way people are.
Yes, and drive. So, 25 years ago. Parking plan to offset Woolies development. Three new car parks in Gawler's commercial centre will offset the loss of parking space during Woolworths construction. At the same time, Gawler Council will crack down on timed parking spots throughout the town centre to make sure motorists stick to prescribed time limits. And that would be about when they built the multi-storey 25 years ago.
Yes,
yeah.
It is that long, isn't it?
Mm.
10 years ago. This sounds familiar, actually.
Yeah.
Filler up. Motorists are being urged to hold out before filling up this week as the RAA reports cheaper petrol prices ahead of the Easter long weekend. RAA senior analyst Chris West said the current progress of the fuel cycle indicates a drop in prices before the weekend. The current fuel cycle needs to fall back to $1.03 and $1.04 per litre before it spikes again, he said. The most recent spike got up to $1.09 last Wednesday, and typically we expect a decrease of 1 to 2 cents per litre per day. We're encouraging retailers to drop prices to between $1.03 and $1.04, but that won't be before Easter.
Okay.
And that's it for the Talking Bunyip, or the looking back through the files of the Bunyip for this week. We'll
I think
see you.
To make us cry with that last story.
I don't know about that. We'll speak to you next week.
Until next week.
Until then.
For all life's signs.